So we're back, and we're going to really talk about the program now, the Kingdom Ministers Program.
Right, which maybe some of you have been...
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, yeah, so far you guys are just talking about a lot of stuff here.
But what
Steve
exactly
and I do that. I mean, in some ways, Steve and I do that. We're like, you know, we see this.
We want to get the foundation.
Yeah, we do.
Eliminate some of the objections. But we're probably ready for this.
You know,
let's get to the thing.
Okay, so let's do that.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Kingdom Minister examples, the example of example Kingdom Ministers.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the Kingdom Pastor and Minister, which we're going to talk about specifically in this session.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also other roles that are really Kingdom roles.
Right.
The Christian Wedding Officiant, Chaplains, Life Coach Minister, Ministers, Matchmakers, and there are more.
Yeah.
But these are just some examples. Yes. Like, in a sense, all of these roles are outside of local churches ordinarily.
Right.
There will be a lot of overlap, but then we deal with early cross-lining stuff that we talked about earlier stuff. But in the case of many of you who want to be Kingdom Ministers, you're going to be ministering to people who are not going to church.
Right. And so either you do something with it or nothing gets done.
Yes.
See, I was just telling you in the break that I was talking to an elder in the church that my wife grew up. Their pastor of 26 years left, and he called, and her brother wanted me to come for a month or something.
They call it pulpit supply.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy was this hugely successful dairy farm. He's on some council in the United States, goes to Washington, D.C. all the time.
Yeah. I mean, he's a communicator.
Incredible, successful.
Loves the Lord.
He's got his family members, his brother, he's got his kids, you know, all these things. But when I said to him, you know, because he said, well, we're struggling with, who's going to preach? Pulpit supply. And I said, well, I know your brother. He's a great guy. And you guys could just take one a month and that'd be half the... He said, he laughed. And he thought, there's no way. He was raised with this dualism. There's the secular world, you can be an incredible leader, but somehow the two worlds don't ever go together. And somehow the whole preaching and doing some of the roles of a minister are outside the view of an incredibly talented, gifted business person. And that's one of the myths that we'd like to break with this, that really... all the training you've had already to help a network go that you're leading right now, some of those exact same skills are what pastors learn with a few little tweaks.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. Now, I want to go back to the slide ones, too, real quick, Steve, because, you know, I think it's exciting about this is ordinarily the Kingdom Ministers did not supply their own income, but there is potential here. We have Christian wedding officiants who open up, they've created like little wedding chapels, and they do 300 weddings a year.
Right.
And I know in Tennessee there's lots of, I don't know what 300 in that particular case, but there are so many weddings of Julie Tucker that she and her husband supply the needs of their family in this Kingdom Minister type of ministry.
Right.
And yes, they participate in their local church. They love their local church. All of those things. And I believe the same with chaplains. You know, now chaplains are easy to see. And you can go to Christian Leaders College to be a chaplain, to get your bachelor degrees, then go on to a seminary to get a master's degree, partner seminaries, and then be chaplains in the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are also other programs that connect to that, but that's an example of a Kingdom Minister who can supply their own needs. So these Kingdom Ministers aren't always bivocational, like Rich DeVos and Marty would have been if they would have done the program.
Yeah.
But then the Life Coach Minister, too, we are seeing examples of Life Coach Minister programs happening all over the world of the trained leaders.
Correct.
Here at Christian Leaders Institute and the Alliance. And matchmakers, I sort of feel like we're just at the beginning of that paradigm, because we, as people get more and more fragmented and Kingdom people, Christians want to meet each other, you know, I can see matchmakers working with 6 or 7 local churches, and somehow there's a financial component there to support the ministry. So, you know, so as we're talking about this, I want to be very careful. We're not talking about kingdom ministers as only volunteer or, you know, part-time. There could be the full supply of someone's income from this kingdom minister program. However, we like to accent the bivocational because that's something that's been overlooked for so many years.
And if we can mobilize all the kingdom potential kingdom ministers out there, the world would change.
Oh, yeah. And so let's talk next then about the kingdom pastor role. And it could be kingdom pastor slash minister role. So we have the kingdom minister program, but this is a specific kingdom pastor, kingdom minister, pastor role.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And we're going to talk now about the training program and why these classes are part of this. And what's interesting, ordinarily, these will be mini classes at your first level. And there will be 3 levels, and we're going to talk about them at the next presentation. But this one would be the commended kingdom pastor role. Or commended kingdom minister role.
Why don't we just talk a little bit about why learning something is such a critical thing?
Okay, so let's just get off that slide and just step back. Why is learning so important?
And why, I mean, in some ways, like just talking to this elder, he has this divorce because I said, well, why don't you just give a sermon? Well, I'm not qualified. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, why don't you get qualified? Why don't you, there's this disconnect between things that are needed, mm-hmm. things that you could easily do, and then getting whatever little training you would need to actually succeed at it. That
right.
we've not... What I've noticed is a lot of influential people in the kingdom world have already disqualified themselves from minister status.
Well, Rich used to say people disqualify themselves.
Yes.
Well, many... kingdom ministers of all sorts have disqualified themselves.
I mean, talented,
rich, poor,
gifted
people.
Incredible leaders have disqualified them from the spiritual leadership that they could be exerting and influencing people with.
Oh, yeah.
And in part is, I don't know, where maybe the education part, that maybe that, I mean, what is the guy going to do?
Well, I think up to this time, the way the narrative went is you had to go, in our case, 4 years to college, years of seminary.
What am I going to do? Give up my business for 4 years and go to seminary?
Right. And most people aren't even aware how easy it is at Christian Leaders Institute to take classes.
Right.
And you can hop on this train so easily that 99.99% of potential kingdom ministers don't even know there's a study option in a program before them.
Right.
That's part of it.
That they easily could do. And
online, on any cell phone, whatever.
Right. And you will have fun doing it.
Yes.
You will discover that this divide that we've created over these years really doesn't exist at all.
No.
And that a lot of you are already halfway there.
Yes.
You're already pastors.
And we hear from the Word, study to show yourself approved of the Lord. We hear Paul telling Timothy. So, you know, and as a Christian and a Christian leader and responsible for a network of influence, this is not a hard thing to be obedient to.
No, and imagine the example you'd be giving to all the people you're trying to lead.
Yes.
That you're not above learning.
Right. I love
that.
I mean, that
really, we talked last time about being a servant.
Right.
When you take a class from someone else, you're really saying, I'm willing to study under you.
Yes.
You really have to have a servant attitude to do
that. Well, and you know, we've seen this before, taught by our mentors. If you're willing to learn from somebody else, then those who you influence are willing to learn from you.
Yes.
We just see that as a truth.
They're looking to you as the example. And if they don't see you learning from someone else, why should they learn?
It's just incredible. Okay, so here is the program. So you get going, and many of you have already done this. you've already done the Christian Leaders Getting Started, right, part one and part two. Yeah. And we talked about the part two there, about the connections, and really the foundation of it is being a believer and a walk with the Lord. Yeah. And then the seven connections, and the seven connections, connection six is the kingdom minister, kingdom area, the kingdom minister pastor role, yeah, comes out of that. The program comes out of that. Then we included wedding officiant skills. And we mentioned it a little earlier, but you know, if people start seeing that you're a minister, they will ask you to do their wedding.
Right.
And why do you think that is?
Well,
why do people? It's like one of the most popular things. Some of these diploma mills, these ordination mills, make incredible amounts of money selling pieces of paper because it's. Things must really be broke down.
I think people are looking for this event in their life. They're looking for someone that knows them,
yeah,
that they're connected to.
A leader.
A leader, that they see as a spiritual leader. And for a lot of people, that isn't the pastor.
Right.
For some people, they go to big churches. They don't even know the pastor. The pastor doesn't know them personally. Or they sort of, you know, go to church once or twice a year, and they just disconnected from that. So they're really asking the most spiritually significant, connected person that they know.
And that's you.
And that's you.
That's you.
And so for you to say, well, I don't have time, it's like this is their lifeline, spiritual lifeline.
So they have no other connection.
They have nothing else. So, right.
Or it could be an uncle. You're an uncle to a gal, and she respects you highly, and she wants you to do it.
Right.
But even there's a form of a kingdom minister, even within the family.
Right. And why it's, you know, I suppose they could just have some minister do it that they don't know. But part of the power of having a minister involved in the first place is the ongoing support in some ways. Like, mm-hmm, this guy that I know and trust and love married us. And a year later, when we're struggling, I don't want to disappoint that person. We're going to work on this marriage. So it's part of the making it last formula.
One of the things when I talk to wedding officiant candidates, I'll encourage them to buy the recognition package. Now, again, that supports the administration of Christian Leaders College and Institute and Alliance, so I'm happy about that. I'm not going to lie. But what I've noticed, and I hear this feedback again and again and again, is that when that certificate of a minister is on the wall, it opens the doors to new conversations. Right. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell me about that.
Yeah, and many of them will, many of these kingdom officiants will put it on their wall at work.
Right.
You know, it's just like they put in the business award they got, mm-hmm, for this, yep, and they put that on there. And, you know, George, are you efficient? And then all of a sudden conversations happen. Right. It is powerful.
Right.
So that's then Essential Christian Theology. Yeah. This is 2 hours, so it's not a lot of time. But Dr. David Fettes, is he not gifted in just communicating what is basic?
Yeah, and he gets right to it.
Oh,
he's not wasting your time.
No. Then the Committed Minister Program course. So in a sense, this is where sort of that common elements of a church minister, mm-hmm, with the kingdom minister connect.
Yeah.
So you learn a lot about being a minister in that program course. And this is the Kingdom Minister Program course. You're doing it right now.
Yeah, right.
So you got that one's on the list. And then Faith Motivated Enterprise. And that course is going to talk about the connection of how business, enterprise, and all that is motivated to glorify God.
Right.
And then there's How to Be Ambassador for Jesus Christ, and that's a beautiful class that Brian DeCook has done. And then How to Be a Productive Board Member. Brian also has done that class. Mm-hmm. And that one is dealing with, many times, kingdom ministers are on charity boards, ministry boards.
Yeah.
That they're an elder or a deacon in a church.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. Then leading Bible studies. Now, why should leading Bible studies be in here?
Well, you know, it's the Bible is the most influential book ever written. it has spurred, you know, art, history,
yeah,
enterprise, political systems.
Our walk with God.
It's and so to be able to lead in a non-pejorative way, to lead a Bible study in a honoring way, in a you know, you could lead a Bible study where people don't necessarily believe the Bible, and we'll show you how to do that in a way that people succeed, that they learn something, and they take what they want from it, rather right. than this condescending thing, I'm making you do something. And so being able to know how to take the Bible and bring it alive and help people, you know, get it to their lives. And people are going to come to you with their problems.
Yes.
And the Bible is the, you know, it's the book on how things work.
We have a kingdom minister. He doesn't identify himself that way yet, but I'm working with him. That he started a Bible study at the golf club that I golf at, and now there are like 20 men studying the Bible every week at 7:45 on Thursday morning. And this is a kingdom guy who basically just invited people there. And there's a couple of us church ministers, that's how we're called, even though I'm probably more of a kingdom minister now because I don't have a local church. But still, I get that kind of church aura.
Yeah.
But you know, but it's fascinating to see how powerful that is, and that's why learning to lead a Bible study right. and the things that we taught and right. we did that class together, this guy is doing stuff like
right.
that, and it's very powerful.
Right.
The storyline of the Bible—that's just learning how to tell that story.
Yeah.
The essential ministry speaking. Now, is ministry speaking different than public speaking?
Well, yes and no.
Dr. Bruce Ballas does that one, by the way.
And he's really good. He's really good, relevant.
Yeah.
I think it's in a way, ministry speaking is like getting to the heart of things. Like we
right.
had a question that we'd ask people. You know, we'd ask people, what's your dream? We learned
right.
in Amway.
Yeah.
What's your dream? And people
right.
talk about business or whatever
yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
talk about. But we switched it up and we added the word spiritual.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's your spiritual dream? And what we noticed by adding that word spiritual is the conversation went to people's deepest thing.
What their want.
Yeah, their yes. deepest need, their deepest question, their deepest everything. And I think essential ministry speaking is about that. It's
yeah.
how do we get to the nitty gritty of things?
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, you can talk about business, you can talk about sports, you can talk about, and you can keep it political things.
Right.
But to get down to where it really matters, that I think that is a skill.
Yeah. Then there's Fellowship and Hospitality, and that one I saw Rich and Holland DeVos do. They just understood. It's interesting. All of the times, we didn't go out to restaurants. I mean, we at the Stadium Club. But, I mean, when we visited them, we ate at their home. And they were just like,
yep.
so willing to
yeah.
have people over.
Yeah.
And this class is about, priming the pump to get that movement started. You know, if you came to the ministers, had people over to your house. And I've seen the power of that. It's powerful.
It is.
How to be interesting. Why is that important?
So many people are not interesting.
and they don't really work at it.
No,
yeah,
and if you want to lead, people following things that are interesting.
Yes.
And there's ways of talking about things that are interesting. There's ways of asking questions that make things interesting. Giving people a stage makes things interesting.
Yeah. No.
People become more interested in what I have to say when I am interested in what they have to say.
Right.
So it's a whole way of, it's really a people smart kind of
yeah,
thing
it is.
In some ways.
Critical grace theory is basically our times right now are of such where what's the gospel's response to a lot of these like
the gender
cultural
issues and the critical race theory,
all of those things
that are people are fighting on Facebook these days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We actually break them down and then look at them from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
So, and we thought that in today's world, you really have to be schooled on these things. You have to know enough about these subjects and be confident enough so that you can offer people grace in the middle of all these heated discussions.
Oh, yeah. And then the licensed Christian Wayne Efficient Recognition Class connected to the Level 1 endorsement. Those two items are check marks, mm-hmm. but they really combine together. So in this, it's not just the training, but it's also, does somebody see you as a kingdom leader who is upright, seeks to follow God, walks with the Lord? So this isn't just some online ordination. This isn't just teaching, but that actually it grounds in local recommendations. So so put this all together, and that's the commended kingdom pastor/minister role. And there's also, and you can look this up, we're not going to talk about this because you get the idea of what we're talking about. There's also a licensed add-on where you can add a few more classes, and there's also an ordination add-on for the kingdom minister.
So the commended one is the sort of the start.
Foundational. Everyone must take that.
Yeah. So it builds.
It builds.
You can go as far as you want to go.
You can. And then you can start crossing over into even more classes and start getting into what you some of these other kingdom roles or even church minister roles. Right. I mean, at Christian Leaders Institute.
Even as so you're looking at these things under the kingdom minister roles, you know, like the wedding thing or the coaching thing. Now we have a whole program in each one of those areas you can then, if you know, all of a sudden you discover an area that you really like, or chaplain or whatever it might be, or speaking, or whatever it might be, we have, you know, courses galore on each one of these things that you can sort of branch off into and say, this is what I really want to do.
One of the things we hear from people who take a lot of these classes, who are kingdom ministers already, and you know, we haven't called this program that. This is previous to calling it the Kingdom Minister Program, is that they talk about how their business and all their circles of relationships thrive more because of their training here. They've taken the People Smart class. Yeah. They've taken speaking, and all of a sudden, in their eyes have been opened to more ways to glorify God and more effective skills to lead people.
Right. Really, you know, we have this big divorce between, you know, leading people in a business per se or leading people in a church, but it's really just leading people.
It is.
And it all comes down to that servant attitude and really caring for people and having a, you know, a sacrifice. I'm in this to help you win, and then together we may all win together. So that, but that's just part of, you know, what we learned is, you know, growing up in the church world. We learn it's the same stuff.
Yes. So next time we're going to talk about the benefits of this program as you go through this. And not only for the benefits for you, but this is going to be one how you're going to share this program with other people and seek to recruit them to be kingdom ministers with you.